The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.
When you think Melbourne, you think Fifi, Feb and Nick. And when you think kitchen, bathroom and laundry, you think E&S. Celebrating 60 years of expert advice and genuine service. Shop in store or online and they won't be beaten on price. Fifi, Feb
and Nick. Now, as a father of four girls, and most parents would be able to relate to this, when they get to a certain age, they turn 16 and they get their L's, guys. So they jump on the road. Your parents have to wait a while. For you, because you were about 40 before you got to get your L's.
No, I got my L's the day before I turned 18, so I could have proper ID to go to the Tigers Club in Hoppers.
Didn't get your license until about 30.
31.
And I went through this with Mia, six, 7 years ago, but I was a bit younger, so I didn't really care too much about, you're invincible in your 30s. Didn't really worry about...
Hold on, you would have been 35. 6 years ago, when Mia was 16, yeah, but so that's my age.
I'm 40 now, so yeah, I'm thinking 41. I'm not far from the, being 6 feet under. You got to watch yourself and be careful about things you do. Now, I'm currently teaching Lenny how to drive. Now, for parents out there, this is a stressful environment because they've got no idea what they're doing. So I've just thrown Lenny straight out on the road. we're driving around, and I am fearful. She's not a bad driver. Like, she's actually nailing it.
Did you start in like car parks?
Me feel sick. I can't do that. I get motion sickness. So I just need to go out on the road and sit and chill. And
it's not about chilling. It's about teaching someone how to drive.
In and out. I get motion sickness, so I can't. And Alex can't do it because she just can't do it. She hasn't got the temperament to sit there and be patient with the kids driving. So I'm the designated learner teacher. Now I feel that these kids need to, for the first, 6 months, get professional drivers to drive them around before they get their L's, because they've got no idea. Because when you go for your license in like the appease or whatever, doesn't the car, the passenger have pedals and stuff to brake?
Yeah.
So, learners need this.
But you can get that now.
Yeah.
That's just in the passenger for lessons. Yeah. It's just called lessons.
I did like 10 through RACV.
Before you actually.
I did that too. Yeah. Just go and get lessons.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but then they're not driving the right car.
Well,
I don't know.
Do you know what they could do is go and get the lessons and then get in a car with you.
Yeah, well,
so you could put Lenny in lessons.
We can't all afford that, Fiona.
Well, no, you're right. But I'm just saying that is an option if you don't pick it up to it because you can't.
I was driving home from the beach house and
I reckon if you're driving home from your beach house, you can get RACV lessons.
It's not my house. It's Alex's house. I don't own anything, bro. I'm as poor as a man with Tilly the puppet. I went to put my foot down to brake because she was coming up to a roundabout and she was just cruising along. And that was my Achilles foot. And it absolutely nearly ripped everything out. And it's so bloody stressful.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. I said to her, do you know what stop means, man? Like, I said, stop. She goes, yeah, but I was slowly stopping, but I wanted to get to the roundabout first. No. You need to listen. I'm not a teacher. I'm just not a teacher. And it's so hard to control yourself because then, she did start crying the other day when I said, ah! She was like, what? But I didn't say anything. I just screamed. I was like, there's a car coming. I was nuts.
Is there a bit of... like comeuppance for how you treated your teachers when you're in school?
Sorry, comeuppance?
Yeah, comeuppance.
I'm a coming down to them. What's a comeuppance?
Do you know what, though?
I've never heard that saying before.
Comeuppance.
Comeuppance. You made that up.
No, I haven't.
You have so. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, yes.
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
with you, Fev.
Comeuppance.
Josiah, you've never heard comeuppance.
I'm teaching my kids how to drive. Nick's teaching me how to speak. What's a comeuppance?
Josiah, your girlfriend's learning that at the minute.
Let's not get bogged down with comeuppance at the moment, but let's talk about when.
How would you go, Boxy?
I couldn't. So I would have to get a teacher because I couldn't fathom sitting there. I'm already a bad passenger anyway.
Yeah, I'm a bad.
Mum had to drive me somewhere the other day and she almost told me to get out because I was like, Mum, there's a car. Stop, slow down. I'm not good at being a passenger. So I can't do this. But I know I will get my comeuppance because my stepdad was teaching me how to drive.
Alan.
And we were at Churnside Park Shopping Centre on a Sunday because it was empty and no cars because that was back when they didn't have shops open on a Sunday. And I was, he was like, press the accelerator, but I, press the brake to stop the car, but I pressed the accelerator and I panicked. Oh. And I just went into a tree, like wrote the front of the car off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did they have lines on the road in 1960?
Ha, ha, ha. It was the 90s. And I did. But I remember just that horrible feeling of being so guilty, like crashing my stepdad's car. And I know I'm not alone in this 131060. Is it what you did when you were a learner, or maybe you're a parent? What's your kid done?
When Alan was driving you, Boxy, did Alan grab the steering wheel and stuff and help you turn corners and stuff? Because I do that.
I think so. In this moment, though, I did that thing where you panic. I did that thing that you panic and you see, I think, without stereotyping, but elderly drivers who have car accidents do a bit, like they press their foot down too hard. Like I just went too hard on the accelerator and then doubled down on it. And really went into the tree.
Oh, no.
You know, like,
because I keep telling Lenny not to worry about the other cars, worry about yourself. Because if she worries about the other cars, like, we can't control what they do. Is that the right advice, you reckon?
Oh, do you know what? The best bit of advice I think you can give a learner that I would give is it's always worry about the other cars.
Oh, like I'm the opposite.
Oh, no. See, I think.
Because you can't control what they do. Just control what you need to do. If you worry about other things, if you're going
into an intersection, always look at the other cars. Because, you know, if you're just always focusing on yourself, then you'll be going to the intersection going, well, that's a green light, so I'm going to drive through it. Look around you because there'll be some moron that's just not looking and they're going through a red light. I think always look at other cars. Anyway, that's just a tip that I'd give.
131060, that's our number here at the Fox Learner Driver Stories.
What about this little tip I gave her on the weekend? We're cruising down the peninsula. She's like, I just can't sit between, because it was 100. Sometimes she was going like 101 and then like down to like 90. So just flick it on cruise control, baby, and just sit here and chill. Cruise control, man, it was that easy. That's all right, isn't it?
It's not really driving, though.
But you can cruise control as a learner, can't you?
It's probably shouldn't.
Learning much, though.
On a freeway.
But you're not learning.
I'd take off cruise control.
I've never put it on.
You've never used cruise control
in my life.
I use it all the time.
Mate, she was cruise control on 100 and I was watching the basketball. Sick.
Kelly, hi.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Kel. Is this something you did when you were learning to drive?
Yeah.
What happened?
So I was driving down Ballarat Road and it was my boyfriend's mum's car. And so she was trying to teach me how to drive, obviously. And there was a car on the side of the road. And for some reason, we had to go slow. So when I started, like, slowing down, I sideswiped another car that was parked on the side of the road. Nobody was injured or anything. She was just like, keep driving. Just keep going.
Oh.
So that's what I did.
Wow, good lesson there.
No, bad lesson. Very bad lesson.
Well, you're not meant to flee the scene of an accident.
Never. No.
Wow.
No.
Did you tell your parents?
No.
No, of course not. Have you told them ever?
No. Well, they know now.
Oh, man. To know about these stories, we should have thought twice. Elise in Manor Lakes. Hi, Elise.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Elise. Is this when you were learning to drive?
No, this was me teaching my partner. So this is a couple of years ago. He was about 32 at the time.
I get it. Respect.
Is this Luke?
Still doesn't have his license.
Oh, no.
So it didn't go well.
He's now nearly 36. Oh. Anyway, so I'm a really bad passenger. And, we were driving one day and he just got that little bit too close to the gutter and I just screamed. Oh. And he now refuses to get in a car with me.
So, Elise, I love this. He's now made you the reason he hasn't got a license.
Yeah, I guess.
That's convenient. No, yeah. I'm like you. If I trust the driver, I can nod off. I can be fine. If I'm not sure about the driver, I'm pretty alert and I'm pretty vocal. I'm a bit
trust
like you.
Trust my parents and that's about it because that's who taught me how to drive.
Well, you sound like a good driver, Elise.
Yeah, I feel like I am.
Well, Elise, you got to tell your partner. You can't. I had to renew my learners once, and that was a grim day down at Vic Roads. You don't want to have to do that twice.
No, he's Yeah, he has renewed it before.
Oh, no, you don't want to be doing that twice. I'll tell you what, Elise, tell him this is how friendly Vic Rhodes were. I'm smiling in my license photo. You're not allowed. But they said, mate, you got it so late. Just do whatever you want. I was so happy.
Yeah. You're not allowed to smile.
No, you're not meant to smile at any of those things. I've got the biggest grin on my face. Look at the big boy on his peas.
Jace in Yering. Hi, Jason.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Jace. Mate. Got a learner's story?
Well, I've just finished teaching my second daughter to get her license. The best thing I can tell Fev is you got to relax, mate.
Yeah, I was relaxed. I'm relaxed.
He's too relaxed.
Yeah, but you're not when you're jumping out of the skin at him at a roundabout.
Yeah. But the car got real close. I got nervous.
Yeah, it's how you feel is what they're going to feel. So you've got to be really careful in what you do with them. And the biggest thing I did was I went and got my daughter a manual car and made them learn how to drive manuals. So we drove around the cemetery, changing gears up and downhill. Cemetery. No one
did say, get hurt. Did you say that? Oh, no, I don't even go there.
Can't hurt anyone.
Yeah. Good gear, Jace.
Great gear.
My girls are awesome at driving now. They both drive manuals beautifully and they both got their licenses the first time. And they both have only had a couple of lessons to learn how to park.
Well done, Jace.
And I actually feel bad for Lenny Fev. If you're teaching her how to drive while you're watching the races.
Oh, she's that focusing was a joke,
on the,
man.
She's focusing on the road and you're going, kick!
Nah, because
people, come on! People, what are you doing?
People write an article. I was only joking about the races. I would never do that.
No, of course you
ever.
Wouldn't.
I bet my brother just sent me a message in for some tips. My brother Jason, he said, my dad Ange, we love Ange on this show, he used to pick me up 2 hours before under 16s and we would go do burnouts and snakies in the opposition ground car park in the country with Dave Collins, which is one of his mates. Best way to learn how to handle vehicle in wet country grass. Well done, Ange.
Let's check your roads.
101.9 The Fox.
Okay, now, I do have a hypothetical question, and when we have a hypothetical question...
It's time for us to test the team. Let's ask a question and see what they say.
Should decide be fired for that, yes.
No, he was fine.
It's not
he
a hypothetical.
Here's the hypothetical, Fev, Nick. Do animals know that we're wearing clothing? Like, if you're in front of your animal and you start to take your clothes off... Do they freak out? Like, it's like that we're taking off our skin.
What were you up to on the weekend? Do you have a Spring Valley bottle somewhere in your house? It's got a hole in it.
Do you reckon they know?
What photo did you just show Nick on your phone?
Do you reckon they know?
You must show me. Describe it, Nick.
I can't.
Do you reckon they know?
I'll be describing it later.
I think they know. Of course they know.
I can't.
But do you think, does your dog or cat or budgie or whatever go, he's wearing clothes?
Okay, let's take domestic animals out of it because I think they probably see our ski robe.
Okay.
But imagine you're out in the woods.
Yeah.
And there's a bear.
Yeah.
And suddenly
I've been
start,
in this situation. Yeah.
I thought you
Yes, thank you.
You're and asking. Suddenly you start taking off your clothes.
Yeah.
Does the bear freak out? Like that species is taking off it. It's shedding skin right in front of me.
Is that what I should have done in Alaska when I came across the bear? Just nude up and it's like, this guy's a lunatic.
Same
size as me.
I don't think they understand the concept of clothing. No.
No,
we don't
but...
know. They might.
Well, no, we don't. You know, I get really thrown when people say dogs just see in black and white or that. I think, how do you know? How have you ever been inside a dog's brain to know what they're seeing? Fascinating.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What happened?
Am I okay? I saw the video you were just showing everyone. Are you okay?
Well, no, we know Fev's not.
I've never said I'm okay. I just know that animals...
Don't do what they were doing on that video, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That went viral, that thing.
Oh.
It's not well.
Right. Fee, what made you think of this hypothetical?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
At what point...
Did you get nude in front of Lizzie Rosie Box?
No, it was in a WhatsApp chat. It was just a question that someone posed in a WhatsApp chat.
So was my thing was in a WhatsApp chat.
Was it?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be. Thank Your God thing's it's illegal.
Encrypted end to end.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
apparently a TikToker did a TikTok talking about spam.
Spam.
Spam the food in the tin?
Spam the ham in a can. Yeah. To ham in a can.
Spam
85
could mean like...
years old is spam. That's how long spam's been.
Wow.
Yeah, you mean, yeah, I know, email spam.
Email spam, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think spam in a can, the ham, had become so passé and so out
got
of fashion
yeah.
that they brought in the word spam for email spam, going as if spam's ever going to be a word again. And now ham need their word back, spam, because spam is on restaurant menus even.
No,
there
it's
are
not.
Restaurants that is absolutely true. Spam's back, guys. Ham in a can. I can tell you this, a hand on my heart, never eaten spam.
You haven't had a chicken parma, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about ham steaks
ham steaks
ago. I'm like, I don't know what a ham, I've never had a ham steak.
I wonder if that, because I don't think I've ever had spam, but I reckon I've had a lot of ham steaks, and they're probably similar. Spam's just a can of ham.
I think they're the same, but that spam in a can's got all that gooey crap on it. You know when you crack an egg and you don't cook it properly and it has that gooey... You know,
is it gelatinous?
That's
just
real
a really
bad texture style.
Quick one. 13, 10, 60. Does anyone eat spam? I'm just putting that out there to Melbourne because you
all
never
passed
know.
Away, man.
Well, you think, I mean, it feels a bit World War II. It feels a bit rations.
Yeah. Forrest Gump ate it.
Putting stuff in a bomb shelter. Spam. I reckon spam would be good for a bomb shelter.
Yeah,
yeah. It's up there I used to love stag chili. You ever have stag chili?
No.
What's stag
chili? It's like a chili con carne in a can. Spicy stag chili. Yeah. Heat that up in the microwave, dip some bread into it.
Mate, the only thing in a can is baked beans or spaghetti.
Yeah, baked beans or spaghetti. Yeah, yeah, yum.
Or some toast
or
with
tuna.
Chickpeas.
I don't like tuna.
Lentils, get my kidney beans out of a can. I eat quite a bit out of a can when I think about it.
Are you living in a bomb shelter? Is that why you're not here?
You can't what do you out? Know? What's coming, Fee?
I haven't eaten spam, though. I'm fascinated. Maybe spam's okay. Guys, as I said, they're putting it on restaurants. The popularity in Hawaiian, Asian and Pacific Island cuisines particularly. And maybe they'd never let it go.
Well, our producer Leon was just in Hawaii. Did you get stuck in any spam?
There is actually a spam museum in Hawaii. They love it there. Most of the breakfast places.
Is that near Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, it actually is. Yeah.
Well, my dad's been there.
Yeah, and I think they also have a lot of bomb shelters. They prepare for disasters, tsunamis or earthquakes,
I'd love
volcanoes.
A bomb shelter.
But all the breakfast menus have, you can either have bacon or spam.
But don't they call their ham spam?
Yeah, kind of, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, it is, 100% it is.
Lance in Melton. Hey, Lance.
Spam. How you going? Good morning, guys.
Good, Lance. Lance, do you eat spam?
Every week.
Really?
Get out. Tell us how you eat it.
Cook it on the fry pan, a couple of toast, tomato sauce, beautiful.
Are you single, Lance? Are you single,
spam.
Lance?
Get the one with spam's got egg on it, even better.
Are you single, Lance?
Widowed.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I reckon you're onto that, Lance. I'm not minding this. So hang on, because you can slice spam. So slice the spam, put it on the fry pan. I don't mind it. I'm coming round to this.
Yeah,
like sausages.
Boxy,
I love sausages and sauce.
Sauce on toast.
All you got to do is, at Christmas time, wait till then, and then cut a big chunk off the bone of ham, and then fry it up in the morning the next day, and you'll love it. That's what spam is, pretty much.
Spam's been minced up.
Ham off the bone is different.
Sorry, Mr.
You're talking to the
Mr.
King.
Lance
Come on, Feb, get it right, mate.
The king of spam. Sorry, bro, I apologise.
Spam's a lot.
Lance isn't alone. Tom in Werribee. Hey, Tom.
Hey guys, I'm a store manager of a leading supermarket, and we sell heaps of the stuff.
Really, Tom? Do you mind customer profiling? Who are you selling that to?
Spam eaters.
Yeah, it's the older, the older sort of people.
Mm.
Yeah,
but we do sell. Yeah, it's just rotating through all the time.
Wow, that's interesting.
You know what, Fee?
Yeah.
Sometimes I hear certain things that go, "Geez, I should probably." Not go vegan or anything, but you can see how people get into it. Like Renee, our producer yesterday, did a half marathon, plant-powered. Oh, yeah, I can see how that may be a positive. But when I read the sentence, canned block of meat, I go, I've got to eat some veggies.
Mate,
really.
If I crack that open to my kids at dinner time, they just go, I'm not eating. They just don't Uber Eats. They're not eating that.
You should do it. Try and trick them. Don't open the can in
Make
front of them.
Just
I can't trick my kids, mate. I buy a normal piece of steak.
Yeah.
And I cook it and they go, what is this? Because they know it's not eye fillet. They know, man.
They might love Spam.
No, they're not loving Spam, man. There is no way they're loving Spam.
101.9 The Fox.
Social media is great when it works in a community to help people. And one way is when people lose stuff. I love it when people lose a pet and suddenly someone puts out a post that everyone reshares and they find it and they track it down. Well, that happened on the weekend, but it was about a puppet in Fitzroy.
A what?
A puppet. So there's a local theatre group and the musical and theatre director there, Alex, he put a post up everywhere saying that they lost their puppet, Tilly. Now, when I say puppet, I'm talking Muppet. Like, think Elmo, but pink.
Yeah. I know this. This is Fitzroy Street in St Kilda.
Yeah. Isn't that where it was last seen?
St Kilda. So, good luck.
After it fell, right, so it fell from his car in St Kilda. Okay, sorry, I got my wires crossed because so this guy, Alex, he's asking people to find it. It's fallen out of his car on his way to rehearsal.
That's on him.
So they do. And it was it's a puppet that was handmade. So obviously he takes a lot of pride in this. Mm-hmm. And then, though, it has been seen, though. It was spotted last night. Now, this is... Okay, it was at Chronicles Bar in Fitzroy Street, St Kilda, so not that far from where it was lost. And there's a man holding it in a pub. Now, it's a man in a beanie. I mean, this man looks like he could have just robbed a bank.
Similar eyes to the puppet. They are open wide.
Yeah. I reckon if this guy's got it, you're never seeing that puppet again. But that's the last thing. So somebody has shared a photo of the puppet, but they can't track down the man who's holding the puppet.
I reckon the man in the photo doesn't know where he is, let alone the
puppet. He thinks the puppet's
He's
real.
He's like, can you find me?
Well, somebody apparently said to the man, can I give you $100 for that puppet? Because the person's obviously realised this is a puppet that's lost. And the guy refused to take the $100. Like, I'm surprised that guy that I'm looking at in the beanie refused $100.
Maybe we're wrong about him then.
Maybe he knows, but maybe it's a ransom situation. Maybe he knows there's more to this. He could
get
more.
It's a ransom.
It's gone viral around Melbourne. If you see Tilly the puppet, we'll try to help out this local theatre group there in St Kilda. Do you know what's interesting, though, when you lose something? I don't know whether you boys have ever lost anything. And you can lose it in an obscure situation and then you get reunited with it at some point down the track.
Yeah. I did that with my wife.
Now, I know we have a segment, Is It Amazing, on Fridays, but those amazing stories of finding things, that sort of like losing a wallet and then 10 years later, somebody knocks on the door and goes, here's your wallet. You're like, I can't believe I found that.
Yeah, or even I remember one of the Is It Amazings, the chick was fishing, I think, with her dad and the sunnies fell off out in the ocean and then washed up on the beach.
That's
right
amazing.
Where they were staying.
They better find
That's amazing.
They better find the puppet because it might get Stockholm syndrome and stay with that guy.
Well, it might. It might be very happy. Mm. I have a feeling that puppet's happy wherever it is.
I think the puppet's sick of getting a hand put up it and it jumped out and said, I am ready to abandon ship. Tilly, gone.
We're not seeing Tilly again?
No, Tilly doesn't want to go home.
13, 10, 60, amazing stories of finding things you actually not even amazing, just whatever. What have you found again?
Give us a buzz now.
Taylor in Mornington. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Taylor, what came back to you?
So it wasn't me, it was my stepdad. But I remember when I was a kid, he had a set of false teeth. And he's at the beach and he's lost them. They've come out of his pocket because he took them out to go for a swim. And he lost them, and he spent like 2 weeks every night going back to try and find these teeth. And then one day he's just about to give up, and he's like, oh, bugger it, I'm going in. And he kicked a rock like real hard in the water, and he looked down, and there were the teeth were staring back at him.
Wow.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it's funny.
Imagine if that was someone else's teeth that they just chucked in the ocean with a bit of cement. I lost my tooth in Fiji. I was hammered. I drank responsibly, but had a few. And I was watching the footy and I woke up in the morning and I had no front tooth. So I went everywhere and like Taylor's stepdad, tried to find my tooth.
Where did
couldn't
it
find up? It? I just don't know. So I was rocking
gone.
I was rocking no tooth in Bali for like two 10 days.
Ah, that's all
just
right.
Getting around with no tooth. It was so embarrassing. I wanted to find it though, but I reckon it went down the sewerage. I reckon I lost it in the toilet when I had a Chris Mew.
Thank you for that. Joanne in Burwood. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Joanne, what did you get back?
I was in London just after doing a Kentucky tour when I was young.
Yeah.
And I had my wallet stolen and it had my passport, my driver's license, everything in it. And I was flying back to Australia 2 days later. Had to go get a letter of identity to fly home and everything. And I got home, didn't think, well, there was nothing I could do. And then a few months later, I got a letter from the underground that they had found it.
How good's the underground?
So I had to pay for it to be shipped to Australia, and it had everything in it except the £90, which was what they wanted, but I got everything back.
Wow.
That's it. Back in Australia, I got that. Yeah, you would never have thought you'd see that again.
But it was like 6 months later that I got it back.
Can I just also confirm, you mean the London Underground is in the train network.
Yeah.
I think, Feb, you're referring to a nightclub.
Nightclub.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
The Underground.
Different. You were thinking about different things.
Yeah. I'm tipping after she was in a Kentucky tour, she would have ended up at the Underground. Great place. Have you been there?
No. No, I've been to the Underground, the subway network.
Train.
Yeah, the trains. Great story, Joanne.
I've caught a train.
Well done, mate. I've been to London.
Adam from Wyndham Vale. Hi, Adam.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Morning.
Great, Adam. What did you get back?
All right. So hold on to your headphones for this one.
Wow.
I was having a great night out at Crown. Listeners gamble responsibly. And I had left my table after having a bit of luck, went to the Dunnies to expel some urine and place my chips on top of the urinal. I left the toilet without picking my chips up, and about 20 minutes later, a man tapped me on the shoulder and said, mate, you better put these in your pocket before you lose them again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a man.
So he'd gotten them, knew they were yours. Because they don't have your name on them. They're obviously chips.
Like, he would have seen him doing a wee-wee.
Oh, how lovely is that guy?
Did you give him a chip? How much was it?
It was $3,500.
Oh, wow. Did you give him some?
I offered to give him some and pay it for, like, buy him a drink. And he's like, no, please. I'd hope someone would do it to me. I'm like, you sure, mate? He shut me down on the offer, but...
Don't worry, Ads. I've been to Crown a few times and flushed all my money down the toilet.
Yeah.
Literally.
This bloke called a blackjack dealer took them all off me.
Took them off me.
Excuse me, mate. I believe those are my chips.
More chillers!
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Fifi, Feb, and Nick are Melbourne born and bred, just like ENS. ENS are celebrating their 60th birthday with massive savings on kitchen, bathroom, and laundry products. Their consultants are experts, and they won't be beaten on price. Fifi, Feb, and Nick.